Blog Talk Radio.
The Anthony Johnson Show starts right now. Thank you, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. Quick reminder, next Tuesday is Election Day, so please get out and vote. I mean, it's one of those things where you might not like this candidate or that candidate for whatever reason, but you still go out and vote. You go out and you vote for who you believe will represent you and your best interest. And not just, and I'm not talking just about the presidential election. That's been the problem with us in this country. You know, the presidential election is definitely very important. And a very important time to go out and vote. But you have all these congressional seats that's up for grabs in Congress. So don't just go and hit the president button and say, that's it. Let me get out the door. You have, but we also have a lot of state and local politics. So all around this country, all the cities around the country, you're going to be having some form of an election. Go out and vote. Go out and make your voice count. You can't say, I'm not voting because of all the candidates stink. But then you're that same individual when things are going bad for the country, you're complaining. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Those of you guys who do that, you don't have a leg to stand on. You don't get that out. You understand? You don't have a right to complain. You don't have a right to complain. Because if you can't do something as simple and as basic as go out and vote, that's a problem. But here in Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem for my listeners around the country and in different parts of the world. Our public transportation system company is on strike. They've been on strike since Tuesday morning of this week, which is SEPTA, and they've been on strike. So thing is, people will say, well, that shouldn't keep you from voting. Well, yeah, actually it will. Here's why. Over 900,000 Philadelphians in a city that's populated by slightly more than 5 million, of the almost a million residents depend on SEPTA to get them to and from work and around the city. Many of those people are walking, using bikes, driving, using taxis, Uber, Lyft, but even with those things in place, they're still not getting home. Many of us are still not getting home until well after 7, 8 o'clock. Now, we already know that here in Philadelphia, they're not going to extend voting. So the hope is at least by Monday, this thing is resolved. The strike is resolved. Representatives will work with the union who represents the employees of SEPTA, and they can get this thing resolved. Because I can tell you this, if they don't get it resolved and they're still on strike by Tuesday, I think it's pretty much safe to say that Hillary Clinton will not win Pennsylvania at all. See, Philadelphia is a Democratic town, the city itself. And a lot of people vote Democrat. Even when they don't vote, there's still enough Democrats in this city to get you over the top. Without them voting, being frustrated, being tired on Tuesday because the buses are still on strike, and Trump wins a lot of the small counties in the city in western Pennsylvania, he'll win it. Not by much, but it doesn't matter. He'll win it. And that could spell doom for the Hillary campaign across the country. Pennsylvania is strategically very important for Democrats as well as Republicans. So that's interesting. We have to, like I said, I hope that we can resolve this. I'm also, in all the years I've been on, I've been doing the Anthony Johnson Show, I've never came out and endorsed a candidate. Even when President Obama ran, I never came out and said I endorsed him. I did support him. I did vote for him, but I never did it. But there's a man here in the city of Philadelphia by the name of Ed Lloyd, and he's running for state representative in the 197th district in Philadelphia. And Ed has done a great deal of things for his community and representing them with honor and integrity and distinction. He's running as a write-in candidate, and it's so refreshing to see that. And I'm hoping that this type of participation in an electoral process becomes an everyday occurrence in a political scheme of things, because he's running as a write-in candidate. So we were out. I helped him today with his campaign to go out and talk to people about writing him in and hearing what he has to say. See, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen nationally and locally and from the state perspective is that a lot of people go and vote Democrat straight across the ticket. And all of those ineffective, uncaring, corrupt politicians who are either Republican or Democrat, that's how they stay in office. Because you actually go and say, I'm just going to vote Democrat straight across, or I'm going to vote Republican straight across. So then when these guys get in and they're not doing anything, or they get caught up in political scandal, you can't say, I'm stunned. No, you're not. Because you went and voted for everybody because they said, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. Instead of saying, you know what? I know this person is a Democrat, and I'm a registered Democrat. I'm giving you an example. And they say, but I really don't like any of these candidates. I'm going to write my candidate in. First thing that come out of people's mouth is, well, they don't really count. It's like, well, yes and no, because if that writing candidate can get enough votes, they do become relevant. If they don't, then they don't. But at least you took a stand and said, no, I'm not going to vote for you because you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. I think you have been ineffective, and I'm not going to continue supporting you. You sent a clear message. Future public servants come up and say, well, I want you to vote for me because I'm doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They'll know your record on voting, that if you're not getting it done, you can go to somebody else. And I think that's the integrity of Ed Lloyd. He I've talked with him and I've done projects with him, and he's a man who cares about his community. He cares. He can't be bought. He can't be paid for it, because he puts the needs of the people first. He puts the needs of the residents first. And people don't like him for that. We live in a society where people will not like you. And some people will have a great contempt for you because you're someone stand on principle, that you have a moral code of common decency. And I think that Ed Lloyd is that type of individual, and he's running as a write-in candidate. And for those who can vote in the 197th district for him in Philadelphia, I hope you really go out and vote for this man, because the last two state representatives, Leslie Acosta and J.P. Miranda, who were state representatives, are both corrupt. Ms. Acosta just pled guilty several months ago to, corruption. The feds got her dead to right. And instead of taking her off the ballot, she is still on the ballot, and people can still go and vote for her. Why? She's going to jail, ladies and gentlemen. Leslie Acosta is one of those rare candidates that would be rare politician who got caught with their hand in a cookie jar, and she's getting FedExed to prison. I think it's a good thing. I think that if they did that more, if our federal government catches politicians with their hand in a cookie jar doing illegal things, like here in Philadelphia, Congressman Shaka Fatah, you go to jail. You don't get a chance to keep appealing. You're busted. You're caught. You go to jail. Serve your time. You're done in politics, though. Ed Lloyd, I believe, can do many great things for the residents in the 197th district. But not just the 197th district. Mr. Lloyd works with everybody across party lines and different and across different communities. He deserves your vote. So we are now looking at the race here of president. Who will win? And it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, in this last these last waning days, you still don't know. And I know that Hillary Clinton supporters will say, well, no, it's a slam dunk, she got it. And I know Donald Trump supporters will say it's a slam dunk, he got it. No, neither one of them. But the sad thing is that the Democrats should have won this one with ease. Hillary Clinton should be up by multiple polls, you know, by multiple amounts of numbers, percentage points, and she's not. And she's not. Do I think Hillary Clinton will be America's next president? I do. I think she'll win. As I've said time and time again, a new version of a politician. And it's the ones that we that you've heard about that went back from the 60s on back of the dirty, dastardly, racist, bigot, misogynist, sexist, homophobic platforms. And Donald Trump has breathed life into that platform again. He's given it teeth now. And it's not going away anymore. It's here. It's here to stay. Donald Trump is going to lose because of many, many reasons. Number one reason is because it's Donald Trump. But this has been, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, a campaign, a presidential campaign of epic proportion in failure. There was so much corruption in this presidential election that I can't remember the last time I've ever seen it. As I said time and time again, I don't pride myself. I'm not saying I'm a presidential historian, but I love history and reading and researching over the last several months. This is the absolute worst, most corrupt, most debilitating, most idiotic, most chaotic presidential election that I've seen ever in my 48 years. The absolute worst. I see Democrats, supporters of the Democratic Party, who consider themselves to be the moral compass of integrity and common decency, go lower than the Republicans to ensure that Hillary Clinton wins. When the first wave of the WikiLeaks came out, ladies and gentlemen, everybody was talking about, and it's sad because the media played the role and they were able to manipulate many Americans out here. Instead of focusing on the simple fact that the Democratic Party, the Democratic machine, had made it a number one priority to get Hillary Clinton the nomination at any cost, by cheating, they were willing to, they signed on to it. But instead, the media, as well as American regular everyday Americans who call themselves people with integrity and common decency, focused their attention on how did the emails get out. It's a sad thing when we, as a species, are willing to stoop that low. Forget the simple fact that at the time, DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz was caught red-handed, making sure that Bernie Sanders would never get a fair shot. Forget all of that. Forget all the emails of everyone. Someone was one of the Democratic high-ranking officials was talking about, you know, let's go in the southern states and use Bernie Sanders' religious beliefs because he's Jewish, basically against him. All these vile acts that the Democratic machine did during the course of this presidential election they stole a playbook from the Republican Party, and because the media, as well as the Democratic Party, had convinced so many Americans that that was not important. That's not important. I don't care about the emails and so forth about Hillary Clinton that, you know, that you know, the FBI director Comey basically exonerated him. He said what she did was basically, I mean, I'm to paraphrase him, basically what she did was stupid. A fifth grader would have known better, but it does not require, it does not mandate a charge to be brought against her. We moved on from that. What I could not get, and I never will, is how could the American people allow the Democratic Party, again, who prides himself on being the moral compass of the political parties in this country, get away with cheating? And that's what they did. This campaign has been a nightmare. America, we can't catch a break because we have people in position in some of the most important positions in our government and justice system, and they lack basic five-year-old common sense. It's true, ladies and gentlemen, Trump would be a horrendous president. Horrendous. But have you taken a look at the politician from the Democratic side? Last week's show, I talked about how the Republican Party used to be like in the middle, slightly to the right, or in the middle, but, you know, closer to the right. Well, they are in the forest. And the Democratic Party now has taken up the Republican rhetoric and their position. The bottom line is this. You have to go out and vote. And I would never tell anybody not to go vote because, in my opinion, I think both candidates are not worthy of your vote. But you have to search your soul. You have to search what you feel that this president or that presidential candidate or that presidential candidate, I should say, can do for you in this country. I think we all agree that Donald Trump would be a horrendous president, without a shadow of a doubt. He's unprepared. He lacks intelligence, and this is a man who's worth several billion dollars, but he lacks basic common sense. But then there's Hillary Clinton, who's running for president, an individual who's been scandal-ridden almost from day one. And I get it. Her supporters say it's a Republican. That's a Republican talking point, Anthony. It's the Republicans who spent 30, 40 years going after the Clintons. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be frank here. If one person says this about the Clintons or any, if somebody says something bad about me, and that's one person, you say, that's your opinion. But if 10, 15, 20 people are saying the same thing, and they don't even know each other, they don't know each other, shouldn't you do some research about who I am? Like, but then who is this Anthony Johnson? I really need to sit down and check this guy out because 20 different people are saying the same thing about him, and those 20 some odd people have never met. Bernie Sanders deserved a fair shot at the nomination, and he didn't get it. So do you want to know the reason why Donald Trump is still in it? Despite every idiotic thing that he has said and done, and with all the experience that Hillary Clinton has, Secretary of State, Senator, lawyer, advocate, ABC, DEFG, and yet she cannot distance herself from the village idiot, is because many Americans view what the Democratic Party did to Bernie Sanders as nothing less than a buffoonery act perpetrated by the Republican Party. If you're so confident that somebody can win, there's no need to cheat. What is happening to the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen? I can tell you what's happening to them. The Democratic Party is morphing back into its original form. Idiotic, not overtly racist, but racist, and severely corrupt, as well as hypocritical. We saw this year in this presidential election over the last year and a half of this presidential election that the Democratic Party machine is not only corrupt, but the only thing these guys would not steal is a red hot stove. All of this cheating and hypocrisy to defeat Donald Trump? Think about that. Hillary Clinton and her surrogates have to go so low to beat Donald Trump? And in doing so, Donald Trump wins. I guess Donald Brazier, the acting DNC chair, doesn't understand plain English. Maybe First Lady Michelle Obama should have written it to her in crayon. When First Lady Michelle gave those stirring, powerful words, when they go low, we go high. So obviously Donna Brazier did not understand that. Again, another individual who is sitting at the table of our government making decisions who lack basic common sense. Basic common sense. What Donna Brazier did was an absolute disgrace. How the heck for engaging in cheap and dishonest political acts, and then when the Democratic Party used those same tactics in a pathetic and desperate attempt for leverage, many Americans who consider themselves liberal, progressive, Democrat, don't have a problem with it. That's called the true definition of hypocrisy. You cashed your integrity in at the door. You said the same thing that the Hillary supporter, you as Hillary supporters did the same thing the Hillary camp and the DNC said. Screw integrity. We have to get her elected by hook or by crook. And then you're still wondering why so many Americans say, I'm not voting for Donald Trump, but I can't bring myself to vote for Hillary Clinton. This was one of those rare, wonderful times during this election cycle that Hillary Clinton could have reinvented herself. She could have come out and shown all the doubters in America that she's genuine. She is the real deal. When Deri Wasserman Schultz got caught red-handed, Secretary Clinton never repudiated her. She never said what Deri Wasserman Schultz did was horrendous, terrible. She spit in the face of the American people. You know what she did? She said, hey, when I get elected, she's got a job with me. That's not just only arrogance, that's stupidity. Because you still expect the people to go out and vote for you. Even the people who supported Hillary after that debacle said, you know what, I can't support her. Bernie Sanders deserved a better deal than what he got. He should have been able to let him run the tables. If Hillary Clinton didn't get the nomination, then it would have been crystal clear. There are just too many Americans in this country that just don't think you should be president of the United States. But instead, this happened. See, Secretary Clinton may not have engaged in the cowardly and cheap acts of her surrogates. So let me be clear. I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton was caught dead-handed on any of those emails that came out about the conversations between her surrogates, and you won't. So I'm not saying Secretary Clinton engaged in those cowardly and cheap acts of her surrogates. But here's the thing. They are her surrogates. When Hillary Clinton wins on Tuesday, many of them will be working for her in the White House. See, she may not have played a direct role in the hypocrisy that is the Democratic Party today. She is complicit. Because she never took anybody to task for those cowardly and dastardly acts. People who would normally condemn these vile acts, and I'm talking directly to the American people, and you know who you are. People who would normally condemn these vile acts have now decided that if Hillary Clinton, it's acceptable. if Donald Trump, and as I said, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, you know, he's taking shots at Donald Trump is easy. And how many times for those who listen to this show have heard me say that? He's so easy. You'll never get anybody this easy to take swipes at. He was the poster child for easy swipes. But if Donald Trump had done the same exact thing that Hillary Clinton surrogates had done, they would have been trying to run him out of town. Wouldn't have worked because he wasn't going anywhere. But those people, the American people who support Hillary Clinton, would have said what he's doing is vile, terrible, so forth, so forth, and so forth. But the fact that Hillary Clinton surrogates played a role in doing these things, it's like, okay, we're willing to accept it. Yeah. We all know what's at stake. Hillary Clinton or the village idiot who will thrust America back to the 19th century as we are currently struggling to get out of the 20th century. That's a Donald Trump presidency. Donald Trump basically want to give the states. Donald Trump doesn't want to work. He just wants the title of President of the United States. He's already made it crystal clear, if you have been paying attention to what he said, been saying, and his words aren't really coded. He wants to give states back all the rights. So state rights says separate and unequal schools, black children, Latino children, y'all guys got to go to y'all schools, Asian, Native American, y'all got to go to your kids, y'all have your own stuff. And we're going to invest good, large amounts of money in white people and next to nothing to people of color in this country. They want to go back to the 19th century. Donald Trump will give them back those rights. So, yeah, we know what's at stake here. But let's be frank. This election has been a farce. Not just because there's a legitimate chance that Donald Trump, a vile and despicable cartoon character, could actually be elected POTUS, but also because the citizens are willing to abandon their basic common decency and integrity to ensure that he doesn't become commander-in-chief. It's funny, ladies and gentlemen. President Obama is about to leave office, become the first president in the United States history to leave office scandal-free. Even George Washington couldn't say that. But we prepare for the next possible president who will be bringing in the type of scandal you only see in those cheap Hollywood movies. I ask that you go out and vote, ladies and gentlemen. Please vote. There's a lot of candidates, all walks of life. And I ask that you go out and you exercise your right. Ultimately, you have to make the choice that you can look in the mirror and feel comfortable with. You have to walk away saying, I made the right choice and I can live with that. Nucky Thompson from the great HBO show, Boardwalk Empire, said in one of the episodes, we all have to accept some sins that we can live with.